listeners of the break-ins, I'm sorry I can't be there tonight. I'm suffering from an acute case of alopecia, but I'm sure Mike and Bruce will do a fine job without me. Mike will read more of my thoughts towards the end of the podcast. This way, I don't spoil anything.
Thanks a lot, Justin. This is Mike.
This is Bruce.
And this is
the break-ins!
I miss Justin already.
And we just now started, so
I know.
This is going to be a long episode.
Or a really short one, because I just get tired of you.
Yeah, so...
Like, hey, I'm done. Wait,
this might be a segment and a one and done. Thank you, ma'am. This is going to be a bad first date, isn't it?
I don't know. I put out. Just let you know. I am easy. Easy like 9/11.
I don't...
Whoa!
What is that? Is that too soon, or is that... What does that mean?
It's always too soon with you.
I don't know, though, but 9/11, really?
Easy like 9/11.
I don't... Is that an Alan Jackson
song? It's Alan Jackson?
Because he did that, the 9/11.
Do you remember
where Yeah. And South Park parody.
A lot of people did.
Well, yeah, that's
songs about 9/11. Coolio. Coolio. I'm sure somewhere in his repertoire.
Gangsta's 9/11 Paradise.
Islamic Paradise.
No, wow.
He's got braids, right? Isn't that a... No.
I don't think
is that a Muslim thing?
No, I don't think he's Muslim. I don't know, though.
I don't know, but I'm...
We're already on
dangerously
the,
close to saying...
Justin's near the ship.
Jesus. And we have a list. We have notes from Justin, because he didn't trust us. And these are going to come in handy.
Maybe. Or maybe we'll Craig Ferguson this, and, you know, he looks at the notes and just ends up throwing the cards away and just gets rid of it. For those of you who watch the Late Late Show.
I have limited hard drive space. All right.
Well, we won't go that.
We wasted, like, 2 minutes.
I see that already. So, Bruce, here we are without Justin.
Doing our follow-up podcast to Derby City Con.
This is a big deal, though, because Justin has not missed a podcast since back in the day.
Since ever.
Ever. That's what I'm saying. He's never missed one. The only time he missed a podcast before this is when there was actually no podcast.
Even then he showed up.
And I'm pretty sure he was there waiting. Like,
and I'm like, dude, you're in my basement.
We said, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm waiting on a podcast to show up. He was before the podcast. That's where Justin was. We built the podcast
around him.
Yeah. Even though it was my idea, apparently. I keep getting credit.
It was. You came up for it. It was in the doorway. You were like...
That's not true. I did not come up to you.
I thought you were like No, you were like in the bouncer position.
Yeah.
At that place.
Yeah. And, and I said, I said it'd be cool to review comic books and talk about comic news because, you know, I kind of got into, I can't remember which.
And you kept talking about how sexy your voice was.
I said.
People come to me all the time and they're like, Barry, rub me.
Yeah, exactly. And Bruce said, okay. And then all of a sudden, here we are. So thank you, Justin, for bringing us into this nonsense. It goes back to your fault now. I get blamed for everything when I'm not here. Guess who's getting blamed then? Justin. And I'm going to feel bad when we find out what's actually anything. We don't know.
Really hope his alopecia thing's working out.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he's getting a hair transplant.
Maybe.
He got with Nicolas Cage's doctors.
Does Nicolas Cage have hair?
Have you seen his hair lately?
I haven't watched a movie with Nick in a while.
I saw Ghost Rider 2 not too long ago.
I didn't see it.
I just kind of went out of the way and tracked it down.
But don't you have, like... A Fox Pass or something is in the menu. That's a Sony movie, actually, isn't it? My bad. My bad, Sony. I wouldn't mean to criticize you like that.
They make horrible movies.
But they make good movies, too.
Sometimes.
Anyways, so on to...
Derby City Comic Con.
Derby City Comic Con.
2012. So it's a bit of a drive for us.
It is a bit of a
drive. To make it to Derby City. Or Louisville, as the kids call it.
Actually, I believe as you folk from Kentucky call it Lowell. Like, it misses every other, it's like a U and...
You take the vowels out.
Yeah, you take everything out. It's the L and a Ville, actually. Lowell. That's all it is. No offense to anybody who lives there.
I'm barely from Kentucky.
You're still considered.
Probably.
But, it was quite a trip down there. We had a two-hour drive.
And some change.
Right. What time did we leave?
40.
Six? No.
No. Because I originally said 6 and Justin pushed it back. I believe it's 7. I believe I was at his house at 7.
And I was there right on time.
You were like 2 minutes late.
Just
it's all right, though.
Parking, because I had to try to figure out where to park next to Justin's house. There was like a block party there the night before, and nobody went home.
His driveway is at like a 45-degree angle,
It
too.
Might be 55. It's close to like your
parking brake is
parking brake with cinder blocks behind it. That's what you have to do, because even then the parking brake is like...
You need an anchor.
Yeah,
you need an anchor.
You get the bat hook, you throw it over the house, and he's got grass pulled up all in the backyard and everything, but I digress.
It didn't seem that bad.
No, and you know what's really funny?
I think we entertained each other.
The thing that I thought was really weird, I have never been on a trip like that, like on anything like over an hour, where I wasn't listening to music of some sort. No. We did the whole trip without music.
Because none of us like the same music.
That it would have been awful. Be like, Bruce, what do you want to listen to? Yeah, we're going to put in the Seven Mary 3 album.
I like Seven Mary.
I know you do. And then you're like, well, Mike, what do you want to listen to? And I'm like, I don't know, throw in some Wu-Tang or some Between the Buried. I mean, you guys go, what?
Yeah.
And then Justin, he listens to like Sinatra or something.
Well, he's really big on the Marley and Me soundtrack right now.
I don't know what that means.
He likes the Marley and Me soundtrack.
Okay. Is there good songs on there?
No.
Okay. Just something about the dynamics of it.
Yeah, he really, really like, not the score, the soundtrack.
I know, I get it. Yeah. All right. I'm not judging Justin.
So we chatted.
Yeah, we chatted.
There and back.
Yeah, it was...
Never ran out of anything to talk about.
No,
which is a hell of a feat.
Well, when you think about it, when we only hang out about once a month, we have enough to talk about the next time around. It's a good thing we don't stay in better contact on Facebook.
Bell movements, haircuts.
Everything. Random books we're happening to be reading, random books we wish we
knew. I'm not reading books!
But we still talked about stuff from the past.
We did.
A lot, yeah. Actually. Because, you know, I'm still, in your guys' comic book terms, I'm relatively a baby still. I'm just barely older than your son in comic book age. Because I've been reading since 05. Yeah, and you guys have been reading since 92 or longer.
Lord, I don't know. Elementary school. 80-something.
There you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, you pull out, like, the Kurt Busiek-style knowledge.
I do a lot.
Because you went back and read a lot of the old stuff.
I did, because
I only read what was current, as it was current.
I love the old stuff, though. I would rather read the old stuff, I think, than some of the new stuff.
It depends.
And as the new stuff is old to me, so it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? You know what? Because of you, I'll even give your Generation Next acclaimed run a shot. Because I've never read it before, and I judge it based on nothing. So
I got the first trade somewhere around here.
Oh, we'll get to that. Okay. But yeah, I'll definitely give that a shot. But anyways.
Man, bullet points. So we stopped at the same gas station me and Justin did last year.
Nice little BP.
The guy who said, thank you, come again. We actually came again.
And I think it was the same guy.
Justin tweeted us pumping gas. He tweeted a picture.
Yep, yeah, that we're on there. And I think we're also on Facebook, too.
We tried to be very social media. And by we, I mean you and him.
Yeah, I did more tweeting than just... What did somebody call me today? Because I told them I read a lot of tweets. They call it a tweeter, like a reader, but it's you just read tweets.
Yeah.
That's what I do a lot. If I follow several people online, and I just read their stuff because I don't like. I have 3 followers. Who gives a damn what I think? You know what I mean? But I did a lot of tweeting that day. I think I was tweeting. I don't know. I tweeted a lot.
Then when the convention ended, pardon me. When the convention ended, the tweets ended.
And then the tweets ended. I did post a tweet. On Sunday, said, hey, Bruce and I will be recording and everything.
Yeah, you should tweet now. We are recording live.
Yep, we are recording live. You guys are witnessing history.
Can people tweet back?
If they're following us, yeah. But I don't know
who people aren't following the break-ins. There's like 4 people. Like, Justin's following us.
So Justin will know why.
I have a Twitter account that I've never used. I signed up just to make sure no one else got my name in case I ever needed it. Never did anything with it. I'm gonna move on to 3 while you're tweeting.
You go right.
So updated my GPS because I didn't want to drive into the KFC Yum Arena, and I just made a note here that it was no good. I don't remember the GPS leading us astray.
We had a couple problems, more so downtown.
Yeah, well, that's like lanes were closed.
Right, but it wasn't John Luke's fault. You might want to explain that one.
So the voice of my Tom Tom is somebody pretending to be Captain Jean-Luc Picard. They're not very good at it.
It would be no different than Bruce and I. It's definitely an American with a British accent.
I didn't want to pay for the real thing, so I bootlegged it.
apparently, it was a bootleg name, too. It wasn't a real deal.
After I downloaded it, it's just some guy doing impressions. Like, he does one of Yoda, and he does SpongeBob SquarePants. It's just, it's one guy doing all these impressions. I'm like, oh, what the hell, it's close enough, right?
No.
And it's not $15.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. I'm glad you did not have to pay for that.
It worked. And even when the GPS let me down, you were there.
Yeah, that's what I... Because, you know, that's what I do. I'm the...
You navigate.
I was the navigator. Like,
and the social media leader.
Instead of a flight of the navigator, it was the drive of the navigator. Ooh. Flight of the navigator, that's a pretty good
phrase. That's an alright movie.
But yeah, we I did a little navigating, even though Justin backseat drove quite a bit too. And then he said, "Why aren't you doing this?" I'm tweeting, leave me alone. But yeah, that was fun.
So you just tweeted?
I just tweeted. I did what I did when I was tweeting from the show. I tweeted as myself and then had to change it over to the Break-In. So but I can take my tweet and then retweet it as the Break-In.
Ah,
so it's
been okay. Retweeted. Nice, so nice,
good.
Nice.
We're good.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and get a break.
Yep.
And we'll be back and see if anyone's tweeted back.
Probably not, but you know, whatever.
Justin might.
He...
That's the way he'll be involved. I don't know.
I hope he tweets back.
We're going to get sad. Fun. No one's going to retweet. How many Twitter followers do we have?
I can look here in a second.
No, this is boring. We'll just go to break.
We're going to get a break.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
Hey, guys, we're back. Bruce and I running the show again today, so we're steering into an iceberg.
The theme today is sadness.
Sadness.
As we just found out, we only have 22 followers on Twitter.
22.
Oh, no! No, we had 22 tweets.
Yes.
We have eight followers. Four of them, the same guy.
Yeah, that's...
One of them, Justin. I couldn't help but notice one of them, not you.
You know, I was trying to actually link myself, or... I think Justin has me actually tagged as the
administrator,
or something, and I haven't figured out how to do it. Maybe I have to log in actually from a computer because it won't let me do it from my phone. I tried to do this the other day.
I have no clue.
If I search the break-ins, I get 972 other things.
Yeah, there's a band.
There's a lot of stuff actually, and not us.
Aren't we break underscore ins or something like that? Don't look it up. This isn't important. It's not on the list.
I'm starting the timer because I haven't started.
Oh. Yet.
Anyways.
But
anyways.
So here we go. We're moving on to the convention. Clearly we had no problem driving there.
No.
It's fine.
We made down there and we had plenty of time to set up and sit around and shoot the crap and yeah. Some couple people in.
Found the bathroom.
Found the bathroom. Was not a problem. By the way, I'm convinced your elevator does not exist.
You saw something like the elevator.
Something like it, but not what you guys actually did. For all I know is this elevator was the TARDIS. It has disappeared and gone through.
We would have had to have taken you up to the second floor, which is actually floor one.
They had like floor one and a half.
I know. You saw how weird just the normal elevator is.
I know. I don't get how that works at all by any means. Like Marvel's going through and renumbering all the floors now or something like that.
The 666 universe.
It doesn't matter which universe. Everything's starting over here before long, so it doesn't matter.
It's not a reboot. It's a relaunch.
It's so gay. That's awesome. That's awful. I was reading about this. And they're doing like 6 books every month for the next 5 months or something like that. I don't...
Some books coming out 2 times a month.
I don't get how they're doing this. And I understand why Ed Brubaker left Captain America now. It's sad.
I think... we'll save this for the next podcast.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so tell us a little bit about how you chatted up the customers there in Derby.
Well, Justin was trying to stay busy, you know, trying to get his sketches all in order and everything like that, and you guys are...
Even when he's not doing a sketch for someone else, he just draws, so it'll draw people over.
Yep. Ha-ha! He's drawing... Anyways, you get it. You guys are smart. But, no, I just, you know, after talking to you guys, you know, about your books and everything like that, and understanding more of, like, the concepts behind each way, you know, each one of them's done and everything, and maybe you say something once in a while that will spark my brain that'll be like, oh, well, this is a really good way to explain this book to somebody now, you know what I mean? And then, you know, Justin's was easier. Because he just has the breakdown of pricing and everything like that.
Well, he just had sketches and posters. He
did not take any books. And the one book he took, he sold. So, yeah, you know,
to my cousin.
To your cousin.
I think it's more my nephew, her second cousin. It's my cousin's son.
That's your second cousin.
Right. Second cousin?
Yes, second cousin. That's it. The sibling of your cousin is your second cousin.
Not the sibling, the child.
Sibling. That's what I meant to say. Yes, that's another.
The offspring.
The offspring. That's what I meant to say.
Your cousin's cousin's your cousin. What about my cousin's son?
It's
your second cousin. Okay.
But the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
But the friend of my friend is my enemy.
Something like that. I don't know how you people do this in Kentucky. It confuses me.
We shoot a lot.
You guys do shoot first, shoot some more.
There's a lot of everybody dead. Down there too.
You guys and your crazy moonshine and your shotguns.
So going back to you selling for us. So you saw me and Justin sell, and then you sold.
Yeah. This is my salesman motif. You know what I mean? This is where you just put me in front of something, and I'll still try to sell it. It just won't come off as well. But once I see what you do, and I see how it works or things, and I also look for things that seem to pique somebody's interest. If you throw out a little random bit of information about the book that seems out of context, or somebody would be like, well, that's interesting. You know, like when you talk about Clobber, you'd be like, it's about the Greek gods. They'll be like, you know, we got Clash of the Titans. But if you say, it's about the Greek gods in a trailer park in Dayton, Ohio, they go, well, I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? Like, the one girl, you had her, no, we'll get to her, but...
I think she's next.
Yeah, she yeah, exactly. We can go ahead and just kind of go into it. But, like, when you find that little thing that kind of, like, makes them raise their eyebrows subtly, and they go, really, do tell, a sci-fi western, you say? Like, the way you describe the Tim Rice and the Chronologist as, what do you call it, a Holocaust in time or something?
Quantum Leap meets Schindler's List.
That's an awful way to do it, but you know what? People go, what does that mean? You know? Are there Nazis killing people in Back to the Future?
I know, it's just really sad. There's some really sad books. Just some downer pages of that book.
There's some really big downers in that book.
Yeah.
And not like as in Justin's, like, you know what I mean? Not, but
it's
like,
not disappointing to see him draw poorly. That's not what it is. That's not the downer.
The downer is some the of downer the stuff that...
People die.
Yeah.
A lot of people die.
We keep it real in that book, man.
Real sad.
Yeah.
Real Schindler-like.
Hey, you know what?
If I
get an Oscar for this, like Spielberg did, I'm happy with it. I'll get up there and I'll be like, This is for the 2 million people that were here to accept it. No, I'm not really going to do that. That's awful, by the way. I am not, like, anti-Semitic or anything. By any means. But I'm not going to do that. Let's just go.
I think that in... Because you guys... I'm going to go ahead and say you guys are working on another Tim Rising project.
Maybe.
If you were, why don't you call the character Schindler? just to humor me. The villain will be Schindler.
He might get shot in the first episode, so it doesn't even have to go into the even more sad story that it is. But
he gets stuck in Nazi Germany, and he's colorblind.
You know, if this is a math problem now, if and only if we were to be working on some other book
on a train going 86 miles an hour,
exactly, it might not really pick up too much either. Like.
What do you mean? Like, it may just be slow and tedious?
No, it might be. It still has... It's kind of a dark book when you really think about it. Yeah.
It is.
And I'm not going to go into any more.
Justin right now is just... He has his fist clenched so hard, his fingernails are cutting into his palms.
Oh, God, I hope not. I'm not going to even talk about this book anymore.
Nope.
That may or may not be existing.
Nope. So, there was this girl.
And yeah, Dr. Giggles.
Who just laughed at every single thing. I could have... tickled her into bed, I think, if I had to try a little harder.
Because
she thought every single thing I said was hilarious.
And you know,
her boyfriend just kept looking at me like, yeah, okay, man, whatever.
The really awkward thing is, the boyfriend probably would have let you, too. He's like, I don't know what you're doing to my girlfriend, but apparently I need to take notes because I clearly don't understand
her. I'm not big on schooling people.
I know, but...
And the loving.
He can hold a camera and watch or something. I don't know. That's just really crazy.
That's performance anxiety right there. You're just asking for disaster. And then it's on film.
I know.
I don't know. But anyway,
that's a lot of hair.
Really, really hit it off with her. It is. It's furry. It's hard to tell if I'm naked. Just hit it off with her, talking about the Greek stuff, and she just kept laughing. She's like, oh, it's hilarious. This looks amazing. It's very funny, blah, blah, blah. You're very clever. And then she's like, well, we just got here. We're going to look at some other stuff. Walk away. And I thought, well, that's it. It's done.
Yep, done.
I got my 5 minutes of laughing.
There's no... You kind of felt better about yourself today. You made somebody happy. They didn't buy something, but you're like, well, whatever. I may have made a buddy in life.
But then an hour later... She came back and bought the tree.
She did. And laughed her way out the door.
Yeah, giggled the entire way.
No one.
But...
Bless her heart. She was a great customer. Though.
Formed emotional...
Yep.
You know... connection or whatever with this person, talk to them.
You might have formed more with that. You might have asked her out on a date.
That changed her life.
I'm sure it did.
But she hasn't emailed me. She hasn't posted on my website.
You don't really
read your
book. If you emailed her, even though you don't have her email, find a way to sock her down and be like, so what did you think?
you saw I was handing out my little business cards
right.
Everybody.
Oh, they're cute.
I was like, these are adorable, aren't they? Because it's another way to get into people's heart. Yeah. And
Ewoks.
Yeah, exactly.
You were passing out Ewoks.
It's an Ewok fetus. That's what it is. An aborted Ewok. Oh. I'm like, these. You can sleep with it or eat it. It's adorable and delicious. And old Ewok fetuses.
Oh, man.
Trademark. George Lucas.
Trademark.
So I was giving out business cards. No one emailed me.
Can you pass out business
cards? No contacts with anybody. Move on to something else that will disappoint us. Because I'm going to go ahead and skip. Also handed out 38 of those freaking Facebook flyers I made.
Yep.
Along with the business cards. Not a single like on Facebook.
I don't know how that's possible. People are all in.
I went back and counted. I handed out 38. Or we handed out 38. We're missing 38. From the ones I printed. I printed 80. And I didn't give one to every single person.
Right.
So part of that's
I think
my fault, baby.
It could have been a problem with Derby may have ran out of toilet paper. We'll have to talk to Eric about it, but they may have been using our flyer to wipe their butts.
That's upsetting. That's disappointing.
You would think, because here, what are we, 2 weeks away? Two. It's been 2 weeks.
Has it?
Yeah.
There's the 30th. Today's the 17th.
So just over 2 weeks.
Because
it would have 2 weeks would have been Saturday.
18 days.
Yeah, and not a single like. Do we that forgettable?
Yeah.
Even that girl, really, she's that. She forgot you, even though she bought your damn book.
Yeah. Now, I haven't gotten any more personal likes on Facebook.
Huh.
My hits have been kind of flat on my website, but you know I haven't updated it. Maybe people are waiting for this podcast. I don't know.
Possibly. Maybe they. Maybe. I feel like I'm getting my hopes up, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're looking for that. And this is my fault because it's taken so long for me to get back down here to do this. But maybe we needed to have this up faster. Sure. And it would have drawn some more people in, perhaps.
Well, I'm thinking next time, and this is something I'll have to discuss with Justin, maybe work out with him. If people like us on Facebook in front of us, it's like a dollar off a sketch. Oh. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way we're buying
likes. We buy your friends.
I don't think it's friending anymore. It's liking them. I think when Facebook first came out, it was friending.
Oh, yeah, now it is.
Or was that MySpace?
That was MySpace. That's why I see. I started MySpace first, so I didn't. I wasn't a college guy who got to use Facebook. So
I'm going back to MySpace.
We're bringing it back. Bands still use it. Why not?
Friendster.
Friendster.
Remember Friendster?
Yes.
That went nowhere.
That I don't even know what it was.
So my second cousins, we'll mention them. They're on the list here. These are in no particular order. This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
We're doing okay on time.
So my cousin's twins.
Yep.
Non-identical. Seth and Ryan. Ryan's the artist, mm-hmm. who is astonishing for his age. I believe he's 15. I did not draw that well at 15. I didn't draw entire comics. I didn't understand storytelling.
Right.
Structure or anything
he
like that.
He just went right along with it. Like, he's been practicing it for years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking to, like, he was in your cousin's wife's womb, or your...
It's just my cousin.
It's a female
cousin. It's my cousin. My cousin, Dana.
It was in your cousin's womb, drawing already.
Probably.
Like, on the walls or something. Like, I don't know.
That's nasty.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to do this to you.
Better drawing than teaming.
Yes. Just eat what?
Oh. God, that's nasty.
My bad. Anyways, here we go. Moving. But yeah, like... I didn't know what to expect when I saw it. When I first saw the little picture of you and Justin, I said, well, that's a fun little drumline. I like that. that's better than I even draw right now, you know? And I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then he said, hey, I got this actual comic, you know, and everything. And I started looking through it, and I'm like, Damn. Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. This kid's already doing this?
He's good. He's
Nobody
good.
Should be able to do this at his age.
And now I talked to Eric because Eric had that, you know, new talent thing. They're right. Three tables away to kids from like 8 to, I don't know, 17. 17, or something,
yeah, I think,
like that.
Yeah. Keep them under the age. Yeah.
And Brian's got a free table. He just got to email Eric and, you know, set up everything.
I'm really pumped to see this.
That's, it's very exciting. And his book is, it's good.
You read the book?
Yeah.
You broke your...
It's his book.
Oh, so...
It's my cousin's book.
But you didn't read Justin's...
My second cousin's
book. Did you read Justin's free comic book day issue?
Ralphie read it to me.
Yeah. Did Ralphie read your cousin's
book? No, I read it.
Okay.
I read Justin's book. It's about sadness.
It was cool.
It's kind of a running theme with him.
But it was... He's had tough times.
It was endearing.
But it was a good... It made my wife cry.
I don't know.
It made Liz cry.
I didn't cry.
But... You know,
I refuse to cry.
His book was really good looking. I haven't had a chance to read it, but all I know is that he has a good concept of how to draw.
As excited as we were about his book, he was excited about buying your Justin's book.
I know. I was really pumped about that, too. I hope he sends Justin some comments about it.
He sent me some and I forwarded them on.
Oh, good. That's excellent. It's excellent.
He really enjoyed it. And his brother Seth was one of the sketches Justin did.
Right, right, yeah.
He was to be drawn as one of the
tributes from the Hunger Games, because they were big into the Hunger Games.
Yes, they were.
And it was a good sketch.
Okay. I'm glad that they drove up there for that. I appreciate any.
I had no idea who we were talking to at first, and then I'm like, Bruce knows these people from somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, it was.
We were clearly related. I mean, he's good at drawing, so.
Not to toot my own horn, but, you know.
Same gene pool there, but
it is.
So that's segment two. Man, there's gonna be a lot of segments.
Yeah, but they're going well. We're right about.
We're doing all right. Okay, we're gonna break now for
a commercial.
A break.
A break.
Who can turn a heart with a smile? Who can take a blank page and make it all seem worthwhile? Simmons can. Scott D. and Simmons can. So that you'll always know it. Give his website a little click, and his smile will show it. Not Simmons.com. ScottDMSimmons.com. ScottDMSimmons.com.
Welcome back to segment three.
Thanks for taking that over, Bruce.
Break ins, episode 34. Our dirty.
Dirty Derby con.
Dirty Derby breakdown.
That is stuff now. Because it's the dirty South, not that the con is actually dirty.
No.
Even though it's barely South because it's Kentucky, not Georgia, which is actually the dirty South.
They went back and forth a lot during the Civil War.
Yes, they did.
Kentucky, not the Derby City.
Because of Mason Dixon line and everything right there. Yep. So they had the old blue and the gray going on there.
That's my people, my heritage.
Yes, they can't make up their minds.
No, much like I can. So
you're basically French, is what you're telling me. Hey, we will fight you, Germans. No, it will be on your side.
My genealogy, we start out in Wales, made our way to France, got sent to a debtor's colony in Australia, spent, I think, 4 generations there, came to America, went to Kentucky for some reason.
Are you making this up, or is this real?
This is real.
Okay.
Fought for the South during the Civil War, and then moved here.
Do you still hate black people? Are you okay with that?
I personally never hated black people.
Okay.
I was one of 6 white guys at Troutwood.
I can see why you...
So, I spent my entire school life being one of 6 white guys.
Cool. So, you were the minority.
Yes, I was.
Interesting. The little things I learned about...
Worked out for me.
Anyways.
So, you think that's interesting?
We have...
Think back to what we found out...
At Derby City Con.
Yes.
We had some pretty big news. Eric...
It was delivered in person.
It was. Eric walked over to our table and said, I don't want you to tell Justin, but Lou Ferrigno is going to be here next year, and he's doing a silent auction.
I'm so excited. They're calling it the Lucon. It's going to be nothing but Lou Ferrigno and Lou Ferrigno impersonators.
That's awesome.
Now, here's the tricky part. It's only going to last about 6 minutes, and it's right before the Derby City Con.
Because the truth is, Derby City Con's still going. However... Eric has sold the show.
Yeah.
He's still, good news, good, the one bit of good news that we got initially, I'll say yes. Initially, is that he's still involved with it.
Yes.
And that, having just met him over the weekend and everything, this guy knows what he's doing. So I'm glad it was just way too much for him. And he had some other
stuff. He got a promotion. Yeah. He's got a son.
He's got a lot of stuff going
Beautiful wife that needs attention.
Tender love and care.
Yes.
And that's the polite way of putting it. Romance.
Get her giggling for some Greek comic.
Anyways.
He sold it to a fellow by the name of Chuck Moore. Met him there in person. He came over and talked to us. And hopefully they did this to every person there.
I hope so.
Because that's the best way to do it.
Because if not, Daryl Banks is pissed off right now.
He listens. That's our ninth Twitter follower. Daryl Banks.
Daryl Banks. Has or nothing else to do.
His Twitter handle, Bad Green Lantern Mask.
Aww.
One.
And they brought it back anyways.
So, Chuck Moore and the fine people at Pandora Promotions, and they got a sweet comic book website called comicrelated.com, which I frequented a little before the convention, but now it's one of my comic book bookmarks.
I have yet to go there yet, because I did not actually know the name of the website. I do now. Are they like a Bleeding Cool or a Newsarama where they give you cool. Then they will definitely be saved to my tab.
Podcasts, a lot of podcasts.
Cool. I'm definitely cool with that. Anything to get out of trying to read Bleeding Cool's nonsense that I read every now and then. Oh. Hold on. Now, let me rephrase this. I enjoy Bleeding Cool because they do report on a lot of stuff like Newsarama and IGN's comic page does not report on, which is cool. However, I feel like sometimes it's just hearsay, like, hey,
it is.
We happen to be reading on the Break-Ins podcast that Fabio, no, I don't know where I'm going with this because we were just talking about Fabio Moon a minute ago, might be living in Dayton, Ohio right now.
He's currently working on a G.I. Joe relaunch.
But we'll talk
about gender swapping Jando relaunch.
When we do the next show, remind me, I have a funny story actually about Bleeding Cool from one of their new things.
Okay.
But really cool that they're going to be on there. They're still keeping the show about the most important things, the big guests, which is comic book creators and the actual comics themselves.
Right.
They're not bringing in.
The Pink Ranger will not be there.
No Pink Ranger, no.
Sword fighting instructors.
Is that like a gay thing?
No, that's cockfighting instructors.
Well, they call that sword fighting sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah. You remember, anyways.
Do you remember? You remember that time we were in Las Cruces and you were drunk?
If you've ever watched Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams. It's more than just have to deal with the proton pack. They're talking about.
Will Ernie Hudson be there next year?
Ooh.
No.
I did see something about Ernie Hudson at San Diego Comic Con.
No, he wasn't at San Diego Comic Con.
He was
at Pack Rat.
Pack Rat, that's what it was. I was following somebody on Twitter. I couldn't remember who it was.
You were following, his name's on here. Patrick Baumgartner.
Yes, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Is that the next thing on the list?
That's the next thing on the list.
That's the next thing on the list. And we keep the ship rolling. Thank you, Captain O'Captain. I point like Justin's pictures right over there, but it's actually maybe that's, young Bruce.
It's me. It's young a child. Bruce.
That's Justin tonight.
I'm wearing a Spider-Man belt.
You're wearing a Spider-Man belt, and your picture is right next to a Hellboy picture.
Yep.
Life doesn't get much better than this. We did have some good friends there, though.
Scott
D.M. Simmons. The damn man Simmons. That's the DM.
We could not go out and have birthday dinner with him. Justin had a gynecologist appointment because he's a pussy.
That's not true. Ted put in a half of my country. But Scott and his wife came over to our table several times.
We went over and seen them because Justin said he was going to go pee, and then he walked over and talked to Sean for 20 minutes.
That was the end of the show. There was something completely different, but yet related. Yeah.
It was good to see Scott. I do regret we weren't able to hang out with him, but Justin did have plans after the con. And
usually it's me. Yeah. I'm usually the one with the plans after the con.
You guys, your lives are too complicated.
You don't know what it's like to have kids, Bruce, okay?
But I've had one for 2 years.
I've had one for 2 years and 3 months longer, though.
I have two dogs.
I have a dog and a cat.
One of my dogs is...
My wife has a horse. Old. Trump, son, what do you got to say about that?
My wife has scoliosis.
See, now I just feel bad.
Me and my wife have had kidney stones.
I have diabetes. 15 years.
Fun.
I may have stomach cancer.
Oh.
Ba-dum-boom.
Why are we going to do this now?
I don't know.
We just, like, if this show wasn't sad enough, it's I'm, now...
Yeah.
What's, it's not stomach cancer. Yeah. I have to believe it's not.
No.
Anyways.
So,
The Fornies.
Yeah, so the Fornies. Stephanie and...
I'm not as... I know who they are, but I am not friends with them. Like, you are not... Not for any personal reason. You guys have just been conning with them a lot more. Like, you guys are going to do the Oceans thing a lot, you know, or something like that. Oceans.
Oh, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
you're geez. Pulling those kind of cons.
I thought it was like Billy Ocean. I'm like, we sang together?
Yes. Oceana, the death metal band from, I don't know where in the world. Yet you guys are...
Kansas.
Like, yeah, exactly.
They're from Kansas. Everyone's from Kansas. Who else?
Craig? Who's Craig?
I don't know.
Oh, this is awkward. So that was...
sat next to Craig.
Oh!
That's who Craig is.
He draws Archie.
Yes!
Craig is a cool dude.
The guy who's not Dan Parent.
Yes.
The other Archie guy.
But Craig is an excellent dude.
Yes, he is.
Craig was very nice.
You're always hesitant about who you're sitting next to.
And you know what?
The one guy kind of tool.
Yeah. Oh, we don't even know who that guy was, but we definitely got some dirty looks from him.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
He did not like us talking.
No, he didn't. We didn't like him breathing the air of the same con, so no, I guess
was,
we're all...
He was civil. It was just... He just kept looking over at us like, why?
Why are these people buying his book and not mine? But then again, he's selling, like, really huge, extravagant artwork.
It was beautiful stuff.
It was good
and
stuff.
And it was, like, licensed stuff.
And it was, like, $250.
Yeah, but they were originals. They weren't prints.
I understand, but this isn't...
Like, they were, like, oil paintings.
I know.
Boba Fett.
They looked excellent. And I'm not denying that. His work is really, really good. And I'm pretty sure he didn't, just take somebody else's image and paint over top of it. Like, what's his name, dude?
Rob Gradito?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Granito? That guy.
Yeah.
Rob Cheeto, that guy. I'm pretty sure he did his own work, but at the same point in time, at that kind of con...
If he sold one thing, he made as much money as I did.
That's true, but did he sell one thing, though?
Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Neither do I. But anyways, Craig was a really good dude. We talked with him a lot about a bunch of stuff.
We watched his table.
Who watches table? He asks us frequently about Adventure Time, which only you and I at the con knew.
Yes.
Aside from all the con goers, and he took pictures of every person that cosplayed while they were there.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
There were a lot of people that cosplayed.
There was a lot of people, more so than there was at Gem. Yeah. So
they had a costume contest.
To Gem City, step up your game. Let's get more cosplay going. Cosplayers. Anyways, and then we also
Jenny Sneed. Who sat behind us last year. We ran into her in the lobby.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not familiar with
her. Nice person. Good artist.
There you
go. Does Ninjit. Is the name of her webcomic.
Very cool.
And we mentioned Patrick Baumgartner.
Yeah, and I follow him on Twitter, apparently now. And I don't think... I remember seeing him, and I think I followed him right from that day. Like, when he... Like, because didn't he come over to the table?
Yeah.
Okay. And
and he walked out with us.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he's got a nice comic.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he's a nice guy. I like him. And
decent fellow.
Does he work with Pack Rat though? Pack?
Don't know.
He says a lot of stuff about there. I wonder if he does.
Don't know.
But he was doing all kinds of convention update things. So yeah. I swear.
And it was cool. I mean, he had his picture taken with her.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Some of the customers that we knew walked up to us. M. St. John. Marcus is what she calls herself on Facebook. She bought a clobber last year. She bought a print last year. She posted on my website. She was looking forward to buying a print this year. She's a fan.
Good.
It's really nice to actually get interaction with people out there.
I kind of feel like Chris Frost has this kind of connection with his fans because locally, I mean, like, because I remember when he was at Gem with him and Zan came down to Gem a couple years ago. They've been down a couple times, not actually to be part, but
just to walk around.
Just to walk around. It's really cool that they do that. Just Chris is just such a laid back guy, you know. And there's people that just come up and be like, "Oh, hey, Chris," and we're like, "Oh," and they be like, "Hey, Steve," how they like they know these fans. He's like, "Hey, these are all the people that come to Mid-Ohio. Kind of, we see them around a bit." So
yeah.
That's nice that it's like
It's not like, oh my god, Jim Lee, I love you so much, and the way that you draw, that man was like the best thing ever, and if I could perform fellatio on you right now, my life would make him, no, like.
That's exactly how Kurt Busiek sounds.
That is not how Kurt Busiek sounds. I listened to him on stuff. He does not sound like that. Kurt.
That's exactly what he said to Jim Lee.
That is.
Over the past weekend.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, Jim Lee.
I think Kurt. Is Busiek not on a Jim Lee?
I don't know. I got nothing against the guy. I just.
You always.
I've seen all these pictures of him, and he's always.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. And supposedly he has all this golden age knowledge.
He's a pretty knowledgeable guy. I mean, JLA Avengers was really good.
Okay.
And
I don't think so.
His Astro. Well, like you're it. Also crazy.
Yeah.
And George Perez, really? You didn't like it? Anyways.
I didn't like the book.
Astro City?
Never read it.
Oh, that's a big book. Alex Ross is involved with it, does all the covers.
Yeah, he does covers for like.
Everybody.
Random shitty IDW books. No, not IDW, Dynamite. Yeah. Even worse.
But he also
does. Hey, you got a 1930s licensed property that's lapsed in the public domain? We'll make a book out of it.
He's done all that Kirby Genesis
fuck
stuff.
You, Popeye. Alex Ross does Popeye.
Do you not like Alex Ross either?
I don't know. That's a weird shtick to get into, isn't it?
Alex
public
Ross.
Domain.
But that's not
comics.
Maybe. I don't know. Larson did it.
It's different. Because he did it with the Savage Dragon.
No. He actually did. He's done a couple books that were called like Golden Age or something like that. Where,
wow, that lasted, didn't it? Well, huge success. Gangbusters.
I feel like you're being sarcastic. I don't like it. You're being hostile to me. I don't appreciate it. After this podcast, I'm going home. Anyways.
That's fine. I don't know what your plans were before we get into a disagreement.
I'm going to go back to my mom's house and watch TV, so screw you, Bruce. Other customers, though,
I love they
are good old just-looking customers.
Just-looking.
Like they're at Best Buy trying to browse the CD section.
I feel like I waste time on these people. I'll talk to somebody for 5, 10, 15 minutes. And I'll get a, well, just walking around.
It's like, why I would almost rather people be, maybe even...
Standoffish?
Not even blatantly rude, but blatantly rude. Be like you go, hey, buddy, hey. And they just do this.
Not buying your book.
Hold on there. They're like, I'm just, he's like, I wanted to see what was at this table. I don't want to talk to you about it. Just let me look with my eyes and see if I can deduce this nonsense that you have there. I would prefer that than, oh... Please, could you give me your whole spiel real quick? Really? I'm just looking though.
Yeah. And then I have no money.
Right, exactly.
Conversation's free, correct?
Yeah. This is my only social interaction for the week. So I'm just trying to get it all out of the way.
It was
maybe they should start talking like that.
Just breathing.
Just breathing their mouth because the fat's clumping up their nose. Anyways,
You have fat pustules hanging out of your mouth. You got lard boogers.
I do want to the big customer that we had who hunted you down.
Yeah.
I don't know the
gave me shit that I wasn't sitting in the same spot I was last year.
Like you had control, by the way.
Yeah.
But that guy was really nice and very excited over a Hellboy.
Yeah.
He was pumped because he loved your Aquaman sketch from piece you did last year.
Yeah.
Did he actually buy the original piece that you
no.
saw? Okay.
That was,
he
evil,
just had
that was evil Kenny Rogers. This was somebody different.
Evil Kenny Rogers? Like, real Kenny Rogers isn't evil? In real
did
Kenny
you
Rogers?
Not listen to the podcast, Mike?
We had a podcast before this? Anyways.
Episode 1.
He had...
The reboot. Retool. 0.5.
The new podcast.
Now with Nova.
Now...
But not real Nova. It's like fake Nova. The Nova from the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon.
That doesn't count.
Alex something another. That's the Nova that's coming back.
Oh.
Because was it Rich Rider? He died.
I know. I heard about that. I was kind of upset. I haven't even read your whole that Annihilation stuff or anything.
It's good. It's good.
I know. Trust me. It's on my list. I have it. You. I want some DNA injected right into my body.
Tasty.
Anyways.
But yeah, this guy was awesome. He tracked me down, gave me a hard time about messing at the same place, and bought one of the Hellboy prints. Sight unseen. He's like, I'll buy it. What have you got this year? He wanted to know if I had any more of the Aquaman prints.
I want one of your Aquaman prints.
Limited. I can give you the one off the fridge.
No, I'm not taking that. It's your original. I'm not taking
it. Dude, it's digital.
Okay. Well, whatever. We'll talk later.
I got 1,000 of them on my computer.
You want me to print you one out of the print right here, Mike? There you go.
It won't be numbered.
I don't care about that. Anyways.
Justin's note. The Pierce people speaking binary to each other.
These were really funny. They look like they were out of a post-apocalyptic cyberpunk movie from the 80s.
Tank Girl.
Yeah.
These were extras from Tank Girl. One of them was part kangaroo.
And we had no clue what the hell they were saying.
It was words. Individually, I understand the words perfectly, but the sequence that they put
in. And the context, yeah. Like you had to know their own language. Like, they would say this, 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 and this, and they knew how to rearrange that to make a sentence.
Everything was an inside reference.
You know what I mean? It's like, it was awful.
And they came up, they flipped through everything, and I was like, hey, how you guys doing? And they kept talking to each other. They did not acknowledge me.
And nobody, I don't know what was going on with those people.
That was so odd.
And then the FBI guy.
FBI guy.
And it was the random guy in Fringe who's in whatever. What's his name? He's like the watcher. What was his,
The Observer.
The Observer. Oh, no, God, that guy's great.
He was the smoking man, I think. I think that's who he was supposed to be from FBI, X-Files.
Right, but I just, oh, right, but I'm just saying, but. That's what he was to me. Like, he was just there to just see what was going on.
Well, it was weird because, you know, you hear about, you know, Marvel and DC and all those, like, lawsuits. Hey, you know, you're not allowed to draw this, you're not allowed to draw that. So when I saw a guy dressing as a, you know, in a suit with the FBI name badge hanging around, I'm like, holy shit, that guy's from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Mike Mignola's going to be pissed off at you.
Yeah, well, I remember when the FBI shut down the guy selling bootleg DVDs at Gym City. It's like second or third year. Because I was there with Eric Schomburg. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend, Amanda, went over and bought Pirates of Darkwater bootleg.
Nice.
She came over, showed it to us, and all of a sudden, like, the entire convention just gets quiet. And you see these guys in black t-shirts that says FBI on the back, like, hauling the guy's stuff out.
So they were like, they knew about him beforehand. They were waiting for him to set up to take him.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen.
I mean, that was crazy. So when I see this guy walking around with FBI credentials hanging around his neck, I'm like, oh, he's... Here
well, they can come over and take something from my house, because I definitely have the X-Men the Animated Series on a box set before they were ever actually, like, 3 years before they came out on DVD. So, I have it. Come get it.
Oh, you bootlegger.
I got it from
So, I saw this guy walking down the aisle, and I'm like, everyone else is looking away from him.
Like, somebody knows something, you know? And
so, I'm like, hey, sir, how you doing?
Did he say anything?
He bought one of my books. He bought an Iron and Ink.
Maybe just to make sure that you weren't using Iron
and Ink. No, he wasn't from the FBI. It was fake credentials. He was there in costume.
I know.
Yeah. And
real quick.
I think he said that he was going to review it.
I hope he sends you an email with the link to it.
I Google myself every now and then. Did you see I found the second picture of me on Barry's website?
The bear?
Yeah.
You posted on Facebook. Yes. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Isn't it crazy?
We'll talk about that here in a minute. We'll talk about that randomly in the next segment. But is it really a big deal? Like, is the FBI, like, really going around to cons to make sure people aren't, like, selling, like, an Iron Man drawing?
I don't know if they're doing that. I know Marvel's been giving people Marvel and DC have been handing out cease and desist. But I know the FBI does crack
down. So here's the thing. Are they reprinting, like the cover?
No. This is just like I drew Hellboy. It's people doing things like that.
I don't...
Technically, that's illegal.
I know. But I thought it was kind of like... It doesn't seem the same context as like, oh, you're reprinting this comic and selling it for your own benefit versus... Yeah.
I mean, that's like a federal crime. Like, right. You'll do time for that.
Right.
I personally have a problem with people who all they do is prints of superhero characters. We talked about this thing.
Right.
There were numerous people there that all they had was... You know,
headshots.
Yeah. Here's Shazam.
I don't
even want to
talk about the headshot, dudes. That literally have like a zoom in of Deadpool's eye, and people like are.
They bought it.
Yeah.
They bought it. You could do that, Mike.
I probably could. I'm going to draw the Spawn eye. That's all I'm going to start drawing on everything. Todd McFarlane wants money, so he'll hunt me down, and I'll get in the comics that way. That's what's going to happen.
You're my eye guy.
All right.
Draw my eyes.
But we're at a good stopping point right here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the con. So,
until then.
See, you know, it's enough to get observed. When we know exactly how for those of the law. Well, Creative Commoners is the most forward-thinking podcast around. Listen to hosts Chris Armstrong, Corey Bishop, and Allison Dixon as they discuss ideas that are anything but common. CreativeCommoners.net.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're still talking about...
Segment four?
Segment four-ish? Four, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're still talking about our wrap-up with the Derby.
Derby City Comic Con!
Derby City Comic Con! Sans Justin, unfortunately. I keep waiting for him to walk down, like, right in the middle of one of these things.
I'm really concerned about the procedures I haven't performed tonight. I hope it goes well.
So Justin had some good sketches that he did. Not that he ever does bad sketches, but, He made some money.
Because I think most of these were in color, weren't they?
Yeah, actually, I think a lot.
So that's, like, the highest price range for him, isn't it?
He was doing...
No, the Xena one, I think it was just black and white.
Right. But he had a Poison Ivy for a girl dressed up as Poison Ivy. There was a couple Poison Ivy ones. I'd say she was about mid-tier for the Poison Ivy lookalikes.
Yeah. But it was original Poison Ivy costume. Well, I don't say original. Animated series.
Yes, yes.
Poison Ivy costume. Which they ruined in the reboot. The New 52.
I
ruined her
it's
costume.
It's like a silk costume. It's like a...
It's a black bodysuit.
Yeah.
With green ivy, like...
I don't think...
Designs drawn on it.
The only thing I've seen her in recently was it Batman The Dark Knight with Finch, David Finch, isn't that him? And I don't think she's wearing that costume. I think he drew I think he drew it differently.
Good.
Don't quote me to that, but I'm pretty sure he drew it differently.
I only remember seeing her in the promotional art for Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey.
Maybe she died in that one. It's a new Poison Ivy.
Maybe.
It's a hell of a reboot. Pamela Isley's dead.
He had a Xena, which was a Xena, like Ohio. He drew a picture of downtown Xena. It was pretty excellent.
There's the train station.
Yeah, it's the train station.
Here's that fountain.
By the way, hiding in the back, a bunch of Ku Klux Klan members.
Oh!
It's true. Oh. I'm not saying Xena is racist, but when you... Xena has a large...
Klan?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you don't remember seeing all this stuff with... You work in...
I don't...
They
don't browse the KKK blogs you do. Mike.
No, they show them at Christmas time on like different news things where they're like handing out their peaceful flyers, saying, "Hey, this is what the real holiday spirit's about. It's about hating black people. It's fun."
Jesus,
I don't know if it's really like that, but they're like a gas station.
No. As a TV station, we just don't show things like that.
Oh, I saw that.
Because
you and Seven do it a lot.
No, to give them any sort of airtime.
Yeah.
Is saying, what you're doing's all right.
Like Westboro Baptist Church people. Those people can die.
I don't know who those people are.
Really? The people that protest the soldiers?
I don't know these things.
Working news!
I'm immune to it.
Right.
I'm numb.
Anyways, this is completely off topic. Xena, the warrior princess, though, is what Justin drew.
Drawn from my wife's best friend's sister.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
There you go. I'd say that's a different sketch that he's probably had to do recently. That's pretty cool.
It was full body.
It was full body.
I think it was ink. No color.
And let's all think about Xena back in the day. Yeah, I'm there. Good. Good old
good
Lucy
show.
Lawless?
Yes.
Yes.
She's still attractive.
Oh, yes. She did the voice of Wonder Woman in the Wonder Woman cartoon. Or, no, it was Artemis. She did the Wonder Woman DC thing. She did one of the voices on there.
Did she?
Maybe she did.
I thought she was the voice of Wonder Woman in New Frontier.
That's what it was.
Was that it?
I like New Frontier a lot.
New Frontier is great. I mean, they should... I would watch a whole series of that. I would watch a weekly series about those characters.
Agreed.
Mainly The Flash.
Even though it's Barry Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, got you, Bruce!
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, he was very Wally Wood-like, wasn't he?
West.
Late to things.
West.
Wally West. I'm
not getting into this with you.
I'm sleeping.
Anyways. Your cousin dressed in as in tribute.
Seth.
Yeah. Which was really cool. I thought that was really neat that he did that. And he was tickled pink about it.
Oh yeah. And Justin usually doesn't do likenesses.
He hates
doing But it. I think it's because it was somebody related to me.
Right. And it turned out very well. And he seemed to like it a lot.
Yep.
And then Justin became a hoe. A straight Thundercat hoe.
Ho!
He did I swear to God, if this guy would have been there earlier in the day. Justin could have drawn every character from the Thundercats group.
Now, were you present there for the moment where Justin got angry? He did not think the guy was coming back.
Yeah, because he drew him like halfway through the con. I think the guy showed up and
he
waited around.
Lino
and Chitara. Chitara, sorry, thank you. And they sat there and they looked excellent. For one thing, they looked really good. My buddy Branson, who runs Journeys that I work at, is a huge old school Thundercats thing, and he was like, I like this a lot. He was really pumped.
Yeah, cool.
the guy finally, the 80s.
Yeah, it's definitely retro, because the guy was very anti-new Thundercats.
Yeah.
He said, "No, I don't like it." He was all mad about it.
He was not that great.
It's for... Anyways. But, yeah, so he really wanted the classic. So that's cool. And just then he never showed up.
Well, what was the other two he drew?
Slythe and Mumra.
Mumra, yeah.
But he did the first two, and then the guy never showed up. And then he comes back and said, "Oh, man, these are great." He's like, "I have more money. I want two more."
Yep.
And Justin's like, "Done." And so he had Slythe and Mumra. And I think by that point in time, I think we were about 15 minutes to close him out.
Yeah, because the guy said that if there was more time, he'd want more.
He would have definitely got Panthro and... I can never think of the twins or the kids.
You're forgetting Tigro.
Oh yeah, damn! What the hell? I'm all out of sorts there.
He was horrible in the cartoon. He had the bolo in the room.
Yeah, he's better in the new one.
I've seen like two episodes of the new one.
It's not bad. It looks really good.
They had a Rocket Raccoon like character on there. It's like a raccoon thief.
Oh, and they didn't do Snarf. Snarf, Snarf. Anyways,
going down the list here, we talked about the Facebook flyers, yep, and the way they didn't work. You bought a beverage.
I did buy it
because we were not allowed to bring our own beverages in and sell them. So we had to bring them just for ourselves. And you ran out,
and I ran out, and so I went over to their convention or concession stand.
Yeah,
the convention concession stand. There we go. And I made sure to get a pop, and I think it was a 22-ounce pop for like $3.50. Like, that's Kings Island, worse than Kings Island ripoff.
So 22-ounce, that's like a medium.
Yeah.
Anywhere else in the world. McDonald's, Arby's, Burger King, you're getting a medium pop
and
for almost $4.
Right. Maybe it's $3. I don't remember. Regardless, even if it's $3, it's still expensive.
Yeah.
I said, "What's the price on that?" And he told me, and I was like, "Oh, okay." And so I thought, I'm like, "Can you do, like, light ice in it?"
Goes, "Yeah, we can do that, man."
I'm like, "Thanks, because you're making 3,000% profit off of me right now."
Well, you should
have. It is 10 cents for the cup, 5 cents for the pop. You do the math. You see what the rest of the pop
is. What you should have done is ask, "Can I get the ice and the pop separate? Can
yeah,
you, like, fill one up?"
They probably would have charged me 50 cents for ice at that very time.
Ice by itself is $4.
Yeah.
It's more expensive to get it without pop.
I know.
We make the ice by hand. It freezes. It's water that freezes.
We had a sculptor come in, and he sculpted Superman giving Wonder Woman a golden shower. So we have to chip the ice off of there.
And then we shattered it.
And then we shattered it.
Trust us. It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
It was too good to take pictures of. We all agreed we should not take pictures of this.
Yeah. It was. I did not drink anything except fountain water for the rest of the day. That's all I did. And I'm not talking like fountain pop water. I'm talking like I walked over to the water fountain and got a drink.
To the water fountain.
To the water fountain.
The Bullwinkle. Who else? What do you got here? Oh, Andrew was there from Cincinnati.
Yes.
My son's crying. I'm sorry. I think it's... I hope he's probably getting his teeth brushed.
Probably. Now Ethan hates it too.
Whoa. That's awful. Oh, children.
You might as well be stepping on their toes.
what my wife does is she bribes him. Like his pacifier, he only gets it after he gets his teeth brushed.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't work on my son. He gets pissed. Anyways,
so yeah,
Andrew from Cincinnati.
Andrew from Cincinnati was there. We talked. Andrew's a nice guy. I like him. There's no grudge against him or his convention. I just didn't make a lot of money. You know, maybe I'll try it again next year. Who knows?
But we got invited.
Yeah, we did get invited. He said
we wanted to come as guests.
Yeah, he said he would put us on a list. I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe. There's no way I'm getting in without you guys, though. So, like I'm nobody to these guys. You know what I mean? They're like, "That Mike-ass clown." No, I'm not Justin or Bruce. You guys made the connections. If you guys go, I'd want to go, though. And mostly, probably for Church Press. That'd be my worthwhile thing. And I know Justin's on that train, too.
Yeah.
But it would have to be...
Maybe we'll go just as visitors.
I would be like that. Because
yeah.
I would like to hug Ralphie.
She's right upstairs.
No, not that Ralphie. The real Ralphie.
Oh, you can go to hell.
No, I'm not doing that. Anyways.
And that wasn't Ralphie. It's not Ralphie. It's a brother.
It's Randy. Oh, see, I had...
It's Randy.
Right. Even worse. No, no offense. No offense, Cincinnati. We're not sure what to think about this right now. But you have George Perez there, and that makes me want to go. Maybe you should add
it. It was the most subtle backpedaling.
Also, Jesse from
Jesse Noble,
Gem City Comic Con, our home of homes for the Comic Con.
Yes, I will always refer to it as my.
I want to walk over to Wright State and just hug it and say, "When are you coming back every year?" Because
2 days.
I know. Is it 2 days? It is 2 days actually.
Yeah.
But we'll probably have a better deal on it. And plus, we don't have to drive a million miles away from it.
No. Just supposed to make us get there 2 hours early.
Probably.
Even and we'll leave. Steal someone's tape.
And at Wright's and
Nutter Center.
Nutter Center.
Yeah.
So we got a big open area, and it should be interesting. Next
fireworks.
Year. What? I was like, are you serious? Like, what a way to end Saturday. Boom, boom, there it is.
Indoor fireworks. it's, what is it, Great White. It's Great White all over again. Who thought fireworks was a good idea?
But both, Cincinnati is a good convention. I want to reiterate that. It's just, it's more of a hassle this
year. We did not make money.
Right, and that's a problem.
That's the whole reason we're not going back.
Right.
We did not make money. It's fun to make fun of the fact that they're going to have...
Right.
You know, sword fighters and people, you know, frog swallowers and whoever they're... But it's financial, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it costs me money to do
day.
Everything.
It's a two-day.
Yeah.
It's an hour away. That just rhymed. And it's downtown, so you have to pay for parking both days.
I'm no longer apologizing for not going to Cincinnati.
I know. But I'm just
we've spent like 4 or 5 podcasts saying, we're going because of financial reasons.
Andrew's
a nice guy. I talk to him every fucking time I see him. He's a nice guy. I like him. If he called me tomorrow and said, "Hey, you know, I got a flat tire, can you run down here?" I would do that for him. He's a nice guy. I've met his kids. You know, I would do a favor for him. It's just I did not make money 1 year.
You're right.
So it doesn't justify me going, but why would you continue to lose money?
That's good.
Now, I'll give it a year. Maybe next year, I'll try it again. It depends on my financial situation.
I did not want to fire you up, but I understand your problems.
I felt it was necessary to explain why we weren't going. And now we've done it to the point where it's just getting ridiculous. It just makes me angry.
Yeah. More that we're still talking about it.
Yeah. How many times can I say I'm sorry?
Just one more.
No. I'm done. Right. Done. Moving on.
And then we got con food. And we had some tasty con food.
There. Yeah.
And not from the convention. The convention concession stand.
Convention concession. Con.
Their food there would have been a con. Truthfully, because the prices were outrageous. It was like $4.25 for a hot dog.
Jeez.
I know. That's like baseball game prices. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
I brought food. Yeah. Justin brought food. You brought food, didn't you? You brought something to drink and then you drunk it.
I chugged it pretty quick, actually.
I brought like 3 teas. I had some chips. I had some cookies. I offered you stuff like every 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I eat cookies.
Justin had some no-bake cookies.
Yeah, some tasty-ass no-bake cookies, too. Good God.
We packed well.
We did very well.
For that trip.
And afterwards...
So, thanks to Ralphie, thanks to Stephanie. We appreciate the food.
Maybe next year I'll try to get Liz involved. Even though she doesn't care about my comic interests. But it's whatever.
Well, maybe next year you and Justin will have some comics to sell.
Maybe. C'est la vie. Such a laugh. Anyways, I definitely want to hope I want to have books down there to sell next year because
if nothing else, just more prints in Tim Rising because
right.
You sold one.
Even of the original issues, I don't care how he wants to do it.
I would maybe consider like repackaging them or something. No.
Yeah. Better price.
I don't know. Better price. Maybe larger format, something like that.
I do like the larger format.
It's a little more expensive.
I don't doubt it. We'll have to think about that. That's something that Justin and I will have to work out because that other guy is here and there anymore.
Yeah.
He just posts pictures of him selling cars on Facebook.
I know. It's I like Ray. Ray's a nice guy.
I have no problem with
Ray. Apparently I pissed him off.
I don't know about that. But okay.
He doesn't like movie spoilers. Remember at Justin's baby shower? I'm like, oh yeah, Bane's in the next Batman movie. He gave me a face and you're like, oh, he doesn't like going to tell him about the movie.
Oh. No.
How does he leave the house?
He's very secluded. Like he keeps himself very sheltered. He does not have cable television.
Wow.
Yep, I'm being, and it's not just for movie spoilers, but just because
he's an Amish car salesman.
Yeah. The irony does not escape me. he records everything and fast forwards through it all. He doesn't want any spoilers about it. He would like to go in not knowing that, you know,
it's impossible.
Right, it's tough.
It's impossible. And my thing about spoilers, tell me whatever the hell you want. If you telling me about it is equally entertaining or more entertaining than it actually happening, then the movie's failed.
Right.
You telling me, hey, Darth Vader's Luke's dead. Okay. That doesn't take away
right.
Luke finding out about that.
Right, because that's a good point. You see him, his world falls apart at that point. Yeah. Yep.
And what was it I watched here recently? The Conspirator. About Abraham Lincoln's assassination.
Right.
They hang all those people. I knew that.
Right.
I remember that from school. I read books about it. I seen documentaries.
Yeah.
I'm watching the movie.
And you're still like, oh, wow.
And they go to hang the woman, I can't remember, Mary, whatever her name
the
is.
The one who's, like, responsible for
hiding. No, the one who may not have anything to do with it whatsoever. And professed her innocence up to the end.
Right.
They go to Mary Surratt. That's her name. They go to hang Mary Surratt. And they hang her, and I'm like, holy shit.
And your heart breaks.
Because I was with the characters in that moment.
Right.
I wasn't thinking to myself.
They made an emotional connection.
Exactly. Armageddon, a bad movie. But Bruce Willis talking to us, the viewer, as if he's talking to Liv Tyler.
I did have a little bit of tear fall at that point.
It's like, that's endearing.
Do you know that has a Criterion Collection version?
Really?
Armageddon.
What's on it?
I don't know. But, it flabbergasted me that Michael Bay has one, let alone two Criterion.
What's his other one? Bad Boys?
No. The Rock, buddy. Come on. Oh. That one kind of deserves it.
I like both of those movies. I like Armageddon. I like The Rock.
So do I. And you know who was one of the big people to make sure this is completely said that, but Justin's shooting face right now. Ebert was the one. He said that, The Rock is one of the, it was the epitome of what action films were at that point in time, yeah. And that's why he pulled to get that. So bravo to Michael Bay. I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's Transformers didn't get that.
Yeah.
But after that, well, we can talk about that on the way home. That'll be part of our trip home where we're starting.
So, okay, another break.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
And we're back! Last segment.
Segment 5?
Segment 5, as they say in German, in the most endearing way. I swear it sounds like they're telling you to go fuck off when they say 5. Just 5! You know, it's like...
Everything in German sounds that way.
Even I love you. Ich liebe dich. That means I love you in German. And it basically says, it sounds like lick my dick.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. So, there's that for you kids.
I only know what Kennedy said.
And he says it horribly too.
Yeah.
Ich eine Berliner. Ich ein. I can't. I don't. My fellow Americans. Ich eine Berliner.
You aren't very good at accents.
No, I'm poor. Well, no, it's just certain people like.
Is that what it is?
I can do. I can do some.
You can do Asian.
I can do Asian very well. And so, wrapping up the con.
Tell the story about Asians, bro.
So
our hopes and dreams for next year.
Yes.
Well, I hope to be wealthy by next year and not have to attend this conference.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I hope that I'll have more writing under my belt by next year. I think that's more of an attainable thing. doesn't mean it's successful.
Even it's more realistic.
Yeah, but I would like to have some more writing underneath my book. I'd like to get some more work with you and Justin underneath my belt and everything. And hell, even if I can find somebody else to work with. If Chris Ross wants to work with me, I'm okay with that, too.
My second cousin.
My second cousin. We talk about him enough. We love that guy. He's amazing. He's we can't talk about him. I mean,
His name Ryan Drake.
That's
a cool-ass name.
What?
Ryan Drake.
Who's that?
It's my cousin.
That's a really good name.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd work with him, too.
Exactly.
But let's talk about our little trip extravaganza back home.
Yeah, yeah.
First, I think this is where Justin's talking about your GPS going crazy, even though it was completely not your fault.
No.
We had crazy amounts of exits closed on the way back. I mean, I know there was some kind of NASCAR thing, I think, downtown. Or
that
something.
Was on the other side of the city.
I don't know, but...
This was all due to that bridge being closed.
Yeah, but it was...
We had to do a U-turn on the bridge.
Oh, God, we forgot to talk about the guy who went overboard, too.
Yeah, on our way there, there were ambulances and stuff.
Fishing a dude out of the river.
Well, fishing his car. I don't know about the dude.
He might have been in the car. It's hard to say.
Aquaman saved him. It was cool.
Aww.
He hangs out in Blue Bill.
I know.
It's a pristine river.
The sea. The sea is his home. The sea.
So, yeah, on the way there, we saw them fishing a car out on this bridge. On the way back.
The bridge was closed.
We ended up... We ended up in Indiana.
Because, yeah, we had to cross. We couldn't get on or off anywhere on the bridge. Once we were on that bridge, we were fucked. We had nowhere. To put it bluntly, we had
just
nowhere.
Go straight. That's it.
Straight
to
hell.
There were exits. We couldn't take them. They were all closed.
Exactly. They were completely
There was one. Like, the first one was closed for construction. The second one was, just a cop car.
Yeah. There was a couple of them that were closed by just cop cars. Really weird. I don't know if there was some kind of SWAT standoff or something. No, so then we had to... circumnavigate the bridge there real quick.
We drove to Indiana, turned around in Indiana,
and came back.
Which that was fucked up as well.
Yeah.
We ended up following some train tracks around. You remember that?
It was really weird.
We're behind a factory that made, garter hose or something? I don't know.
But as we're crossing the bridge, I look over and I said, do you guys see this cloud coming from across the river? And there is, it's not just I'm not talking weather clouds. I'm talking billows of smoke.
Black, pillowy.
Yes.
Smoke.
And there was a giant fire across the river.
Apparently some sort of recycling plant caught on fire. It was plastic and rubber.
Bad combination, whatever it was. And I guess it was so hot, that because it was god-awful hot that day too, that they could only take turns putting out the fire in 15-minute intervals because they were dehydrating so quickly. So... Bless those people that were...
How tall would you say? I'm saying 75 stories.
75 stories?
Yeah. How tall the cloud was?
I don't...
50 stories?
It touched the top, whatever it was. It wherever the actual clouds were going, it was all the way up there.
To the stratosphere.
It was up there. It was pretty impressive. Yeah. Not gonna lie. It was frightening, actually. I thought... Whatever town was across the river was burning up. it was just...
Indiana.
Sherman was marching through Georgia since we're going on our Civil War tirade today. He was just setting that city on fire. That's what I thought was
burn
happening.
Burn it, burn it, burn it. Pillage, rape, burn, burn, burn. Rape it again.
The city or the people?
Whichever.
Yes.
Mr. Sherman, what do you burn? Just burn your own man. Burn him.
He's not dead all the way. Burn him again.
Reburn him.
Anyways, so we flip a bitch in Indy and come on back and finally get back to where we started. Had to take a little off to the river and through the woods shortcut to get back onto the opposite side of the highway that we actually needed. We had to and then we were there.
We ended up driving under the bridge that we couldn't go anywhere on. And even then, there were ambulances.
It was weird.
Heading towards the... Something happened.
Thank the maker, we finally got onto the highway, headed back.
And my GPS was just turn here. Turn here.
In a very, Jean-Luc Picard way, but, not as in, Mr. Data, could we please make it around the star this time? No, I'm talking, Klingons and Romulans are converging on us. Turn right now! Turn right now! Maze is hard to pull, he was yelling at us. He was so mad.
He wanted me to go on the exit that the cop wouldn't let me go on.
And between Jean-Luc and the guy with the gun, I'm done with the guy with the gun.
Maybe, I don't
know. It's Kentucky. We just talked about
it. It was Indiana.
Oh, I guess it was.
Those guys are pacifists.
No, Indy. I don't know if it's true. Indies, they'll blast.
It's rough.
They'll blast. Anyways, so we were trying to get to a Red Robin, which seemed impossible.
We made it.
We did.
Because we told Picard, find a Red Robin.
But then when we found Red Robin, we could not find Red Robin. No. We had to go the most... screwed up way around it.
We did a Nautilus. We spiraled in on Red Robin.
It was really weird because they had us go out and around into this sub-complex, into a shopping center that took us in another set of sub-streets that then brought us into a yet another
According to Justin's note, it was like a bunch of left turns. There were like five left turns. Because I remember at one time yelling, if we turn left one more time, it will be a circle.
Right.
And then we turn left two more times.
When you were a kid and you were in class and you did those little doodles where you make the spirals go in.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
It might have been 18 left turns.
Because we saw where we entered this shopping complex. It was right next to the Red Robin, but you couldn't get to the Red Robin from there. You weren't allowed to turn into Red Robin, so we had to circle.
It was a right turn in or a right turn out only. That was the only thing. That was the problem. And there was like a median there.
It was horrible.
And you couldn't.
But we made it.
And it was tucked in back behind.
There was a lot of trees. But we made it. And it was nice.
And we had some super delicious food and people that couldn't keep up with our service.
Yeah.
Because we're apparently, I don't want to say pigs, but
we're fast drinkers.
We chug soda and beverages we throw no caution to the wind on this. We just keep downing and screaming at people to bring out French fries first. Not even like
waiting. That's Justin's thing. I'll take my fries right now. Sir, do you want the drink? Fries.
I want my fries parfait.
Parfait?
No.
I want it with yogurt pudding. Just a little bit of
Pureed.
Parfait.
Pureed. With my blueberry, raspberry iced tea, whatever the hell I'm drinking.
He gets frickled strawberry lemonade.
Sure. Fruity. That's all I heard just now. I had iced tea. What did you have? Water?
If they didn't have sweet tea, I get Sprite or Sierra Mist.
Yeah, I think you had sweet tea. You had sweet tea, I had, then sweet tea, and Justin had.
Yeah, okay. Well, not every place has sweetened tea.
I know, but you're from Kentucky, so you must have sweet tea.
Yes. And I don't want to sweeten it myself.
I know.
It's not the same.
It comes in sweeter. It doesn't come at all.
Exactly.
Anyways, had really good food, though.
Red Robin never lets us down.
Yeah.
I got that $18 fish thing. Man.
God, I don't know how you eat that. There. It makes me nauseous.
I'm stupid.
I love it though.
I make bad decisions in life.
So that was great. We had fun at Red Robin, and you know, kind of shot the breeze with ourselves there too. You know, we got to talk a little bit more.
It was good. This was our first convention. All three of us going and selling.
Right.
It was nice.
It was
a lot. I look forward to doing it again.
I
keep getting invitation emails to some place in West Virginia, Tricon.
Really?
It's 3 hours away from here.
Is it outside of Marietta? Or
I have no idea.
Huh. No, Marietta would be close to about... No, that'd be about 2 minutes.
Well, look at the Tricon. I keep getting invitations.
But, well, that would make sense because Marietta is literally right on the border of Ohio and West Virginia. And then Kentucky would be pretty damn close.
So it's
interesting. Well,
there's also the Lexington comic and toy.
The Lexicon? Where I swear to God they're using Lex Luthor.
It's not Lex Luthor.
It totally looks like him, though. I swear. And to have a con called Lexicon and to use his image on there would be brilliant.
I don't think it's
because him. Lex Luthor pulls cons.
I know.
And it's Lex.
But they had the Pink Ranger. No, they had the White Ranger.
Oh, is that what that was?
Because I was all
Tommy?
For it. Yes.
Oh, Tommy was
the Green Ranger.
Yeah. Green Ranger was my favorite. When he came the White Ranger, I wasn't so, but I liked the duality. Like, he was evil, and then he played that little flute thing to get, you know, his Power Rangers.
The Zoid.
The Zoid?
Zoid. Was it the Zoid? Zords. Your Zoid. Zord?
Sword. Maybe it's a silent Z. Or maybe it's... I don't know. There were Zoids, I'm pretty sure. But, the first couple seasons of
Power Rangers. Let's not talk about that. We're better than this.
Anyways, we Derby City Con, great convention.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see.
I'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what the guys from comicrelated.com are going to do. I look forward to working with Chuck in the future. Yeah. And I'm glad that.
Eric Stonewall.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to
Hopefully, we can get some more Facebook and Twitter followers out of this, though.
We'll see.
At some point in time. So if you're listening, and you damn well better be, like us on Facebook, get your kids to like us on Facebook, get your best friend's kids to like us on Facebook, because we obviously have kid-appropriate conversations going on here sometimes.
Clearly.
But, Bruce, you want to give your little spiel about what you got?
BruceLeHughes.com.
Probably what you're reading this.
Probably where you're listening to this. I am about two-thirds of the way through registering through graphically.
Yes.
To sell Clobber and Iron Ink.
There you go.
Online. I am on page 10. I'm inking page 10 of Iron and Ink issue 2. I penciled 11 and 12.
There you go.
So we'll
about see halfway through then, right?
Halfway through.
Because you're doing 22 page books, right?
Okay. Cool. Yep.
Very cool. That's exciting. Hopefully you'll hear more news from Justin and I here before long.
I want to know when it's official we can talk about you guys' thing rather than tiptoeing around it awkwardly.
I mean, we really haven't tiptoed around it too well. But make sure to check out Justin on Justin Wasson at Facebook. He also has his own website.
Yeah, he has an official. It's
not updated enough, but you can at least get to his Facebook page and other things from there too, justinwasson.com.
Break-ins on Facebook, break-ins on Twitter.
Right. So follow us, like us, do everything you can. Please support us, and we'll let Justin close it out.
Well, I'm not sure what was said, but I'm sure it was all quite brilliant. And if you, dear listeners, remember any of it at all, this should serve as a bonus. I had a blast riding down with these two guys, and made sure I rode in the back. Mike doesn't do a lot of these with us, and I didn't want Mike to feel left out. As for DerbyCon, I enjoyed seeing all my friends there, from Scott and Jesse to Sean and Stephanie. But the best part was Bruce's cousin, who blew me away with his amazing fan art, but wowed me with more of his artwork. He will be making the big bucks in a few years. I also enjoyed all the drawings I did. Poison Ivy, Bruce's other cousin as a tribute from the Hunger Games, Xena, and of course the four Thundercat images. Thundercat was one of my favorite shows growing up, and even though I felt like a Thundercat ho afterwards, I probably could have drawn the entire cast. I was sad to see Eric sell the DerbyCon, but after meeting and talking to Chuck, I feel confident that Derby will stay focused on the real celebrity, comic books and comic book creators. The drive back was tiring, but we did get to see a huge fire and ate so quickly at Red Robin that would make the busboys of the establishment seem like turtles. This was all followed by listening to Bruce and Mike go back and forth on so many conversations that even Sybil would get confused. All in all, it was a great day, and I look forward to many more Derby Cons. And as always, damn it! And as always, talking about them here on the break-ins. Thanks for listening, Justin. Just Sam.
I can edit her.